Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Zoe Deschanel, and I'm so excited to be joined by my friends and castmates, Hannah Simone and Lamorne Morris, to recap our hit television series, New Girl.
Join us every Monday on the Welcome to Our Show podcast, where we'll share behind-the-scenes stories of your favorite New Girl episodes.
Each week, we answer all your burning questions like, is there really a bear in every episode of New Girl? Plus, you'll hear hilarious stories like this.
Fun that fact. Was one of your things too. You brought back from Latvia.
Yeah, I brought back
because
a hoop.
All professional basketball players.
Yeah, it's like a little 7-foot hoop.
Yeah. Guys, we can't wait to share our New Girl journey with you. Listen to the Welcome to Our Show podcast starting on January 24th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. Like I say every week, it's really, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and really start writing your own. And I always hear about people talking about their gifts and their passion. If you have a gift, lead with your gift. And don't let your age, friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. The interviews I do on my show, Money Making Conversations, are celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and people I like to call industry decision makers. My next guest is one of my favorite people. Her name is Snoop Dillard. She's the owner of Dillard Hospitality Group, DHG. Dillard Hospitality Group is an Atlanta-based hospitality company that takes pride in delivering high-quality care and customer service with 5 restaurants, 3 salons, suites, a charity organization, 2 tourism and travel agencies, a real estate investment and business consulting agency. DHG has become a leader in in Atlanta now. Excellent examples of optimal delivery within the service industry of Atlanta, Georgia. On the show today, Snoop and I, we're going to talk to her about her road to recovery and also her mentorship program, because last year, both she and I were frustrated with this COVID-19, being that we are both entrepreneurs. Uh-huh. And also talking about putting your business back on the fast track to success. If anybody can talk about that, because of her diversity of her portfolio, is her. Please welcome to the show, Money Making Conversation, Snoop Dillard. How you doing, Snoop?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate that phenomenal intro as well.
Well, you're one of my favorite people. And last time I had you on the show, COVID was beating us up as entrepreneurs. Both up, you know. Your birthday tour got canceled, everything. And I could hear in your voice you were frustrated. And because there were no answers. Can you walk us back through as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a restaurant owner? Because that was really scary because customers couldn't come in your business. And talk about that whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you all know, of course, you know, we all went through the same thing with COVID-19. And I think it was probably around the beginning of April or the end of March that you and I spoke last year. Mm-hmm. And of course, definitely frustrating time. That was around the time when everything was just being shut down. We were unclear on when things would open up and when everything would even turn back to any type of normalcy, or if there ever would be normalcy and what that would look like, you know, for months and years to come. So absolutely a frustrating time. As you mentioned, I own 5 restaurants. So just having all of those closed at once was very, very scary. It made me have to be super innovative and really, you know, just kind of think out of the box. Now, fortunately, we were able to open back up, you know, about a month later after we spoke, you know, during that time last year. And so I was very surprised that we were able to open back up as quickly as we were. And even more so surprised and pleased to see people coming out and patronizing the businesses like they did, you know, once we were able to open back up. And so I went on to open up 3 new businesses during the pandemic. So that was definitely, it was kind of like turning, you know, lemons into lemonade, right. You know, making a bad situation and turning that into a positive situation. So everything ended up turning out all right, but it was definitely, you know, a scary time, you know, for all of us then. I think a time that we'll, you know, all never forget.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because you're always upbeat. You're always a positive. And, you know, and I want to call you a friend of mine. Just hearing your voice and hearing the uncertainty in your voice during COVID as an entrepreneur. Because, you know, not only that, you try to get customers in the door, but you have people you're employing and you're hearing their stories and their checks and their bills that they cannot pay. Uh-huh. But with that being said, there has been a difference in customer service now, because now online or to go has changed the dynamics, especially in Black restaurants. Talk about how that has shifted your business model.
Well, you know, while we were shut down, we were allowed to stay open just to do takeout. Mm-hmm. And so that made us have to focus, you know, on that aspect of the business much more than we ever had before. Before, you know, we always were more so concerned and catered to the customers that were coming into the business. Right. So we ended up seeing a lot of our profits from, you know, Uber Eats, Grubhub, things of that nature, and even changing our platform to see how we could do takeout and delivery without using those platforms, which take, you know, a certain percentage of profit. So it was definitely a time to kind of change some things, we even looked at changing our to-go containers, you know, to preserve food and make sure that our to-go food was fresh, just like it would be in the restaurant, right. You know, once you get it there at home. So definitely a lot of thinking outside the box, you know, during this time period, and some things that we've carried on up until now. You know, we've even implemented curbside windows at several of our locations and still keep those going to this day, even though people are coming back into the restaurants now.
You know, it's really interesting. I was with a friend. I was at the Waffle House, and we were sitting up at the bar eating. And I could tell you, it was actually the go pickup area at the end of the bar for Waffle House was like amazing. It was like a constant steady flow. So I know the mentality of the customer now is they have no problem coming in, picking up their food and exiting out of the facility. Is that maybe tied to maybe a fear, or is just a habit that was built during COVID-19 when it comes to future restaurant customers?
I think it was a habit that was built during that time period.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm. And so that enabled you. That's why you said, okay, Rashawn, we used to have a certain way that we delivered. I'm talking to Snoop Dillard and her customers. He has 5 restaurants in the Atlanta area. And Snoop, when we were talking about this, the ability to say you have different things. You have the sealed containers that you can just put a lid on top of. Uh-huh. And then also you have the little styrofoam that you will just fold down and just walk out of there. So I'm assuming that you went more to a sealed container as far as your to go.
And even with the styrofoam, you know, we went to a more breathable styrofoam container that would, you know, keep wings and fried foods, you know, fresher by the time we get those to the home location.
Okay, cool. But we out of that, you know, we into 2021, 2022, we planning on it because I know you're not a person that sets 30 days out. You plan a year in advance. You got the 5 restaurants, the 3 salon suites. Break down to everybody your 5 restaurants in the Atlanta area so we get a sense of what Dillard Hospitality Group is doing from a restaurant perspective.
Absolutely. We've got Escobar Restaurant and Tapas, which is located downtown on Peter Street at 327 Peter Street. We've got Escobar South, which is on the south side in Morrow, Georgia at 1140 Mount Zion Road. And we've also got Members Only Lounge and Restaurant, which is located at 139 Ralph McGill, once again downtown. And then we've got Crave Restaurant, which is located in Little Five Points.
Right.
And then I also own Esco Seafood. So that one was opened up during the pandemic, and it's located at 447 Edgewood Avenue.
This opening up a restaurant during the pandemic, talk to me. You know, people out there can't even get PPP. Okay. People out there can't even. And you made a decision. Was that in the works already?
No, it was not. The reason why I made the decision to open up Esco Seafood is because I saw the influx of people that were coming to Atlanta, being that we were one of the only cities that was opened up the way that we were during the pandemic. And just kind of wanted to take advantage of that. Also, there were some unfortunate restaurants that did have to close down during the pandemic. And so There were several second generation restaurant locations available that would allow us to get open pretty quickly. And so once I found that location on Edgewood, which is a pretty sought after, you know, area yes. to be on, there's a lot of walk up traffic on that street. I figured that that would be a good area to start our seafood chain and go ahead and get that going. And so we actually got that location open in about 3 months. We opened December 9th of last year.
Well, I'm going to be honest with everybody. When I talk to Snoop Dillard, she's a visionary. I tell her that all the time. But she's also a grinder. When I say a grinder, it means that she's out there grinding. She doesn't even realize how. She knows she's talented, but may not realize her talent and the impact that she makes on other people. Well, she has a program, a mentorship program, the Road to Mentorship program. Talk to us about that Road to Mentorship program and why it's important and why did you start it?
Absolutely. So who is Snoop's Road to Millions mentorship program? I pretty much started this mentorship program during COVID. One of the things that I did while we were shut down was to film various courses that I felt would be helpful to people who wanted to get into entrepreneurship, who wanted to start saving and investing, who wanted to get into restaurant ownership. And then also during COVID, I took a course myself to sharpen my skills by a friend of mine named Marcus Barney. He has this whole recession-proof family where he teaches financial literacy, credit repair, funding, business credit, things of that nature. So, and just kind of pulling all of that together and combining some of the things that I've been teaching and questions I've been answering through my business consultations in the past few years. Right. I said, hey, well, let me kind of put together a mentorship program that would encompass all of this information to be able to help individuals with my platform get to the point that they can be millionaires or get to the point that they can reach their goals. And so that's what it is that I'm doing. It's a mentorship program. It lasts about 4 weeks. It encompasses teaching people how to invest, teaching people how to save, fixing individuals' credit, showing them how to build business credit, showing them how to get funding, showing them how to start businesses, how to scale businesses. Excuse me. And there's a lot of one-on-one with my mentees. So it's been a great program. People have really, really been enjoying it. Started off wanting to take about 10 mentees a month, kind of right. had to scale back because it kind of became a little overwhelming. So right now I kind of take on about 6 to 8 mentees per month. And it's a great program. People can find out more information about it by going to my website at www.whoissnoop.com.
Well, hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's the thing. I'm talking to Snoop Dillard. She's the owner of Dillard Hospitality Group. If you're not aware, it's an Atlanta-based hospitality company that takes pride in delivering high-quality care and customer service. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about this. It all started with a party bus, you know, in Atlanta way back in the day. And it's just an idea of stepping out on Some people use the word faith. Mm-hmm. You and I, we kind of like, we got faith, but we also are planners. And yeah, we also have a budget tied to the plan. So give people advice on that whole process, because, you know, prayer is used a lot when people make a decision, but also within that prayer, it has to be a sense of reality, a sense of a revenue that you can generate out of your dream. And how do you put your ideas together, especially in the early days of starting your company and then building your, I want to say the word, empire?
I think it starts with, number one, first and foremost, having a good plan, as you mentioned, you know, and when we talk about plan, a good business plan, you know, a lot of people are, starting businesses without even having a business plan. So it really starts there, you know, it starts with having a good business plan, doing the research, having good mentorship, knowing individuals that are in the line of work that you're trying to get into, or that have businesses similar to what you're trying to do, and really studying and scaling those businesses and putting the research together with the grind and the hustle. Because a lot of times people really don't research what it is that they're trying to do, and they end up spending and wasting a lot of money trying to learn along the way. So that's been a big thing for me. It's just having great mentors, and having good planning skills, you know, and also, you know, having that funding, you know, saving and having the finances to be able to back up, you know, those dreams and aspirations.
Well, the interesting thing when I sit down and talk to Snoop Dogg is that there's always a level of confidence. But you, and I'm going to tell you something, I don't understand balance. You know, you seem to be able to understand, hey, I can relax, I can go on vacation, I celebrate with my friends. How are you able to do that? Because I would tell you, I tell people I love the work. I bought a building and during COVID, you was out there establishing a restaurant, I bought a building.
Okay.
So I bought into myself and believed in myself, and one of the great business decisions I made in the past several years. How do you balance being able to be exceptionally busy as an entrepreneur, but then also having a family life, a social life, a life to be able to know your friends and spend time with your friends?
Absolutely. Great question. I think for me, I made the decision a few years ago that it was just something that I have to do because it's extremely important to me. You know, I think that, you know, we're all here for a reason, and that, you know, when we leave this earth, you know, we look at tombstones, and I've never walked by anyone's tombstones that said, great athlete, great business person, owner of such and such. Right. You know, it says mother, father, sister, daughter, friend, to whoever. Mm-hmm. And those are the relationships that I feel like are most important that we need to make sure that we make time for. So it's definitely about having that balance and scheduling those things. And it used to be a point in time where I would, you know, be up all night checking emails, working. And so I've decided that, you know, I've got to have a cutoff point because there are things that are also important in life that don't evolve around money and business.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I get into the good credit and credit repair company, I want to talk about your charity organization. And then also want to talk about something that African Americans really don't get into, is that the tourism and travel business. Mm-hmm. And we know that's about to take back off just this past weekend. Cruise ships have been released. They're starting to go back out onto the waters and travel this world. I'm a big proponent of a big fan of people doing cruises, especially Black people. They don't realize that you go out there, you get your room, you get your food, you get your experience. It's done. You know what I'm saying?
All inclusive.
So talk about first about your charity, and then we're going to go over into the tourism and travel agencies that encompasses under DHG.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my charity organization is Her Impact Foundation. And what we do is we just try to help the community in any ways that we can. So we have movements where we feed the homeless and set up, you know, coalitions, you know, with various organizations in the community to be able to do that. We also help kids, you know, that are going back to school that aren't able to, you know, whose parents aren't able to provide, you know, their school supplies and things of that nature. We've got a Friendsgiving event that we do, which is also just based around during the Thanksgiving time, feeding the community. and giving back to some of the homeless individuals. So definitely try to focus a lot of efforts in that. I was a single mother, so I do a diaper drive as well once a year, and it's just basically, you know, getting donations, you know, of Pampers, right, and diapers, and donating those to mothers that are in need. So we do a lot of different, you know, combinations of different efforts to give back to the community here in Atlanta. And then moving over to the travel leg of things. So we're actually kind of in the works of putting that together right now, but it's just helping individuals to be able to see the world and travel, you know, and be able to, you know, because right now travel is so high. Last year, it was, you know, they dropped the prices on everything because not as many people were traveling. Right. And now that everything's kind of opening back up, they're hitting everybody over the head. So, but they do have programs where you can get tickets on layaway and things of that nature. But right, a lot of people don't realize, you know, how reasonable it can be, you know, to travel and just what the importance of it is and being able to have that culture and expand your mind. A lot of times, you know, as your eyes see things, your mind expands and it cultivates and creates different dreams for you and different goals that you may want to reach. So I think everything is all connected.
Well, I know you, Snoop. Do I see a future, you know, Tom Joyner type cruise in your future?
I know you now.
You know, used to party bus. That's how it all started. That's just a bigger version of that. To get into travel and safe and friends and family. Well, how big you gonna go with this now? Because you never do anything small. It's always in the small is the planning stage. But once the planning stage
is the limit.
Come on now. The whole process of getting African Americans out into the travel space, and like you said, because of COVID, car rentals are extremely high nowadays. You know, getting a good car is ridiculous, especially if you get into the Florida area. So getting with a travel agency or a tourism organization that can protect you and provide you with information, you really can't just jump out there like you used to. You know, gas prices are high in certain states and certain places, parts of California. It's $5 a gallon in California. So that's the type of information that comes to your organization when people come to you. Is like basically you protect people, providing them with information that makes you steering them in the right direction, correct?
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about good credit, bad credit. Black people are notorious that we have a history. I'm not saying we do, but we always hear the jokes, you know, you put your child's name on your gas bill or your light bill, that your poor child grow up, they realize they got bad credit. We've seen these stories, we've heard these stories, and been a part of this story, depending on who's listening to this interview. When you talk about good credit in your repair company to help that out, let's talk about what exactly is good credit, Snoop.
You know, good credit, it used to be a 720 or better, but, you know, they're saying that nowadays that doesn't even cut it. But, you know, a good credit report, number one, is at least, you know, 10 open positive accounts, 0 derogatory accounts, 0 late marks, 0 items in collections, and only 2 to 3 inquiries, you know, over the past couple of years.
Right.
And that could be easily attainable, you know, just by hiring a credit repair company and kind of show you what it is you need to do. Even a lot of people that I know that have good credit, they don't even know how they've gotten there, especially a lot, you know, people from, you know, our older generations and things of that nature. So I think it's so important to have that literacy behind it because, you know, it used to be like cash is king. And I still believe that to this day. But hey, if you've got good credit, you can keep a lot of that cash in your pocket. You know, and if you've got good credit personally, then you can build and establish good business credit and end up getting a lot of things in your business name, and they don't have to go on your personal credit report and affect your debt to income ratio. So I think it's probably one of the most important things I'm doing right now is, you know, my credit repair business and helping individuals be able to repair their credit, because A lot of people's financial goals and dreams are based around having a good credit score. You know, it's hard to buy a home if you don't have a good credit.
Right.
You know, it's hard to get the dream car that you want if you don't have good credit. You know, it's hard to start that business if you don't have good credit. So that's one of the things that I took courses on and did a lot of research on during the pandemic. And I'm using that information now to be able to teach that to other entrepreneurs and just other individuals.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I would tell people, for some reason, when I was 18 years old, I always protected my credit. I was always protective of paying my bills on time. Uh-huh. Now, when somebody comes to you, your credit repair service, you know, they're confused, obviously. It's messed up. That's obviously the case. What are the steps in sitting down with a person and getting them pointed in the right direction? Because they have to do something, too. You know, because they wouldn't be sitting in front of you if they didn't do it right. Okay.
Right. So one of the first steps for me is, number one, finding out what their goals are. You know, what are your goals for your credit? Because, you know, you can fix somebody's credit, but, you know, if they don't have, you know, the right amount of trade lines or the right mix of credit, a lot of times it's still hard for them to get what it is that they're looking to obtain. So the first and foremost thing is finding out what their goals are. Secondly, it's helping to create a budget for them, because, as you mentioned, there's still some things that they're going to need to do on their own, and they're going to need to, they may have to pay some things down or whatever the case may be. Third, it's pulling their credit report. So getting those three credit reports and seeing exactly where it is that they are and what we need to do, you know, whether it's getting things removed off of their credit, whether it's paying some of our credit cards down.
Right.
I've got some people who come with decent credit and they just need to know how to hide their utilization, or they need to know how to manufacture their spending so that they can get higher credit limits. So it's a wealth of different things. Sometimes it's selling trade lines to individuals or helping provide them with trade lines so that they get more established credit history,
right,
for, you know, to show their potential creditors. So it's a basic looking at it. And then one thing that I offer is a free consultation. So a lot of times, people will go to credit repair individuals and they're fixed their credit, but they have no information on how to keep that credit score up. And so that's one of the things that I teach is just, you know, how can you keep that credit score up? What is it that the credit bureaus and the credit reporting agencies are looking at? How do we get this score? What is this score comprised of? So there's also some education that goes behind it as well.
Well, when we as we wrapped up this call and we talk about, you know, Black people in general trying to be mobile. We've had the social movement. We recognize as a credible part of this country, and still being demonized because people don't want to acknowledge that there is a problem. As a Black business owner in the city of Atlanta, what are the advantages that you are achieving, and what are the negatives that you are still having to overcome?
I think some of the advantages is just being in a Black city where when you go down to City Hall, a lot of those individuals and officials that are making decisions look just like you. They're the same color as you are. Mm-hmm. Their hair is the same way, et cetera. I just think that that is very, very helpful and very, very inspiring, especially coming from a city like Nashville, Tennessee. You know,
right.
I went to high school and college in Nashville, Tennessee, originally from Detroit. And so I've seen both sides of the coin and how difficult it can be when you don't live in a Black city and you don't have the help of, you know, City Hall and various council members and things of that nature. I think some of the negatives, just some of the influx of crime that we've seen here in Atlanta due to COVID.
Right.
It definitely was not like this before the pandemic. We get a lot of people who moved here from other cities,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people who traveled here, you know, from other cities, to be able to take advantage of a lot of the great things that we have here in Atlanta. And I think that we definitely need that revitalization and reconstruction, you know,
right,
down in City Hall. And it starts with, you know, this mayor race that, you know, we're going to have in the next 4 or 5 months. So I think that that's probably one of the biggest negatives. I really don't see too many outside of that. Hey, you know, Atlanta is a great city and it's been great to me. So I can't really come up with too many negatives other than just some of the things that we're battling now that were due to the pandemic.
Absolutely. Well, Snoop, you know, always fantastic. First of all, I'm happy to see the smile back. Okay. Secondly, I'm finally going to get to you on your restaurants and sit down and eat with you and Dad, because you invited me to a couple of taste testings that I wasn't able to make. And so that's my goal this year. Congratulations on all your success. It always keep me posted. And I always got to have my annual, you know, Snoop check-in. Okay, it's my Snoop check-in.
Absolutely. I appreciate you so much. It was so good to see you this morning.
Okay, cool. You stay strong and we talk soon. Okay, Snoop.
All righty. Thank you. You have a good one. Okay.
Okay, cool. If you want to hear or see any of my interviews on Money Making Conversations, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.